June 11th. Jesus says, "You are too afflicted to copy what I told you, all the more, because it is a topic which is hard for you to transcribe. Leave it aside, then, for today and listen to me, who am speaking to you. You have so much sorrow, poor soul. But I want to relieve your sorrow. Not to take away your sorrow, but to relieve it. To relieve it by consoling you, and relieve it by helping you to raise it high up, so that it will be entirely meritorious. If you listen to me, you will see that the wound hurts less. Maria, don't be someone unable to make the coins I give her yield interest. Every event in your day as man is a coin which God entrusts to you, so that you will make it yield interest for eternal life. Make use of the new coin I am giving you, so that it will yield 100%. How? With resignation, first of all, agreeing to drink this chalice without twisting your head in another direction, to avoid drawing your lips near to the most bitter brim. With constant gratitude, to me, who offer it to you with the right knowledge, as only I can have, of doing you good, that is, of performing a new act of love for you. With trust, I will help you to carry the new cross, and the others which will derive from it. Aren't you happy to have me as a Cyrenian, me, your Jesus, who loves you? With higher vision, above all. Yes, do not degrade the gold of this cross, by sullying it with human second thoughts. And what does it matter to you, if the world does not understand you, even in your most select sentiments? What of it? Are you worried, because you are judged cold, selfish, without real love for your mother? What of it? Are you grieved over a poor human judgment? No, Maria. It would be bad, if I had to judge you blameworthy as regards the commandments of the divine and human law, concerning your behavior towards your mother. But don't be concerned about the others. And look at me once more. Wasn't I, offended by the insult, that I was a blasphemer, a rebel against the God of Abraham, an obsessed person, a heartless son? No disciple is greater than his master, Maria, and every disciple must thus be like me, in the offenses received, and in the works performed. Others who do not know what they are doing and saying, take care of the offenses, forgive them therefore. Take care of the works yourself, continuing on your way, and uplifting your spirit as far as the height, where the stones of slander, of human short-sightedness, cannot reach. It is I who see, and judge and reward and bless you. The others are falling dust. In peace, Maria. See, I am touching you to remove the crown of thorns from your head. Today I will bear it for you. And never seek hearts other than mine to console your suffering, even if you traversed the whole earth you would find no one to understand you truth and justice as Jesus, your master and friend, can. Go in peace. I give you my peace. To understand things, you men need to make everything clear meticulously. Periods, commas, exclamation, and question marks, and they are often of no use. But God has no need to split hairs so much in order to understand. He sees in the depths, and judges your depths. This is why I said to you, when you pray, do not say so many words. Your Father knows what you need. Your Father understands, Maria, sees, judges, with true justice, and great mercy. He does not measure with your centimeter. He does not condemn according to your code, and does not look with your short-sighted eyes. Even when there is really a sin, but the man is so humiliated by it, that on his own he judges himself worthy of condemnation. I mercy say, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more as I said to the adulteress. You get constant proof that your fellows never understand with true justice. The last instance was last night. Your heart as a daughter, and your susceptibility as a woman were wounded by a single blow, and from someone who could have known you deeply. Let this demonstrate to you once more that there is no one but God who is infinitely just. Let go of all that is not God. I want you to live by God alone. Do you want an example of how limited human perspicacity is? On transcribing a sentence, thinking the idea was already clear as I dictated it to you, you omitted two little words. In her. Two microscopic little words. But afterwards neither you nor others understood the true meaning of the sentence. Indeed, grace itself was in her, Mary, that is, God, grace itself, was fully in Mary. A tiny omission, but it caused you not to grasp the meaning of the sentence clearly any longer. So it is with everything. Limited human intellectual vision sees on the surface, and often poorly even on the surface. That is why I said to you, judge not. In order to persuade you and others that what you write is not yours, I deliberately leave gaps in your mind, as in the case of the 10 just men who could have saved that ancient city. You had to ask Father. Or I let you make a little modification, to show you that on your own you immediately err, and I make you not wish to experience this again. In this way I keep you lowly, and convinced that nothing is yours, and everything is mine. All the good you do, even if immense, is a trifle when compared to the infinite good who is God, and even your most perfect works, in terms of human perfection, are full of flaws in the sight of God. But if you offer them joined to my merits, they then take on the characteristics pleasing to God, gain in perfection and scope, and become capable of redemption. It is necessary to be able to do everything in me, and while limited in me, and in my name. Then my Father sees my sign in your works and my likeness, and he blesses them, and makes them yield fruit. Out of a mistaken humility, you must never say, I cannot do this. I said, you will do the same works as I do. Precisely because, by remaining in me with your good will, you become little Christ capable of following me, the true Christ, in all the contingencies of life.